You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, in the Netherlands, it's still not allowed to take drugs, so you do get fined when you get busted with ecstasy or something like that when you go to a festival. But we do have a more pragmatic approach. We do a lot of harm reduction, and we do have a lot of pill testing facilities. Here in the Netherlands, we have 32 pill testing facilities spread throughout the whole country where users can come by and test all kinds of substances for the quality of the substance. And that way we do kind of harm reduction. We prevent very polluted drugs from getting onto the market. And in that way we hope to prevent accidents and people dying. But we can also talk to users at the moment that they're at that testing facility and give them information about the risks they're taking. And in that way, also making sure that they know what they're taking and know how they can prevent the risk from taking that substance.
Or not take it at all.
Or not take it at all.
You said there's 32 pill testing facilities in the Netherlands. Does that mean that when people go to a festival, they can test their pills on site, or do they have to plan it?
They have the planet. We don't have any drug testing facilities on site anymore. When we started with drug checking in the Netherlands, we started at festivals, but we noticed that practically it was almost impossible to do it. Also because we have about 150 big festivals in the Netherlands and a lot of small ones as well, but also because there was so many different substances being offered to us at the testing facilities, and we didn't have the possibility to have a lab on site. So we already stopped doing testing at festivals, but then a few years afterwards, there was also a political decision that it was no longer allowed to do testing at festivals. So now we're just doing it in the office, so usually in offices of the addiction care facilities where youngsters can come in during opening hours, usually also in the evening, to test their pills, powders, or whatever other substances they have.
So what happens if you've done some pill testing and you found a dangerous substance? What happens then? What do you do?
The good thing about our drug testing facilities is that we have a very good monitoring of the Dutch drug market, the illegal market. And when we see, for example, that an ecstasy pill has been polluted by a substance that is more dangerous than the MDMA that people are usually looking for when they're using ecstasy, then we start a red alert campaign, which means we have a really widespread campaign involving all kinds of media like television and radio, but also putting posters on the walls at clubs and other nighttime facilities to warn users for not using a certain pill or powder that has been polluted. And in that way, we make sure that the pill or powder has been taken off the Dutch market in a very quick period. What we've noticed with red alert campaigns in the past is that in a few days, the certain sample wasn't on the Dutch market at all anymore, and nobody got injured from using a polluted sample.
Can you give me an example of that?
Yes, for example, in 2014, we had a certain ecstasy pill with PMMA in it, and PMMA is a very toxic substance, especially if you don't know that you're using it. We already spotted the pill before it actually got onto the user market, so we started a big red alert campaign, and the pill was not seen in the Netherlands at all, and there were no accidents with the pill, but the pill has been transported, I think, to the UK, because in the UK, the same pill caused a few deaths among clubbers in the UK because they weren't warned about the substance there. And so you can see what happens if you don't have a good warning system in place, and you can't do anything about polluted substance like that.
Is Jelinek one of the world-leading organisations in this field? Do you get consulted by other countries on your policies and implications?
It's not Jelinek. Okay? Jelinek is one of the drug testing facilities. We're a part of DIMS, Dutch monitoring system, where all the 32 drug checking services are related to. But I think the Netherlands is quite leading as a country in our drug testing ways, and we sometimes do get asked, especially by media, about what we're doing, but it's not like we're exporting our system to other countries at the moment. But if Australia is interested, we're always willing to talk and help if they want to set up a system like this.
sbs.com.au